Mufi Hanneman was elected mayor of Honolulu in 2004. You seem to have known a lot more about the options coming in. I was just wondering what your prep was, finding out about our options.
I'm not an engineer, and I knew that. So I did a crash course.
Who were you talking to?
I had some great engineers on my staff.
Hanneman points to managing director Wayne Hashiro and transportation director Wayne Yoshioka, among others.
And then I was able to travel around the country. I consulted with other mayors.
Where did you see systems that you liked?
Well, I like what I saw in Portland. I liked what I saw in Washington, D.C. I liked what I saw in Salt Lake.
But those are all at-grade systems.
Yes,
those
are
not elevated.
Well, I went to Vancouver, and I saw the elevated system, and I said, that makes sense to me for Honolulu.
You know, the thing about Vancouver, though, is it's elevated not in the inner city, and that is kind of like our problem, right?
Right.
Getting to street level is what many in Honolulu would like to do. Anything through town will be costly. The term nightmare has been used with its utility lines, cross streets, historic sites, and possible burials. But the thing is, elevated transit and transit at street level, what's called at grade, each result in different kinds of cities. Transportation planner James Charlier says, with trains on the street,
you tend to have a much more intimate relationship between the storefront businesses and the sidewalks and the people who live in the area. Whereas when you go to an elevated system, that's all sort of inside an elevated station, and people are coming up and down escalators, and they're taking overpasses over the street to get to other buildings. And so the development pattern that results from it is more vertical.
Charlier says the vertical mix often means retail on the ground floor, maybe 10 floors of office, and residential above that.
I mean, it's a debatable subject, but I certainly would never say that it was an inappropriate model for what Honolulu was trying to do.
Reliable, high-speed travel from UH West Oahu to town and back is part of that plan.
I also felt that that would encourage visitors to take the train to see the west side of Oahu, see Pearl Harbor, see the Eva Plains. You'll capture things that you see above grade that you don't see at grade.
It's expected that current construction will get to Middle Street in about 3 years. What to do from there is one question before the legislature right now. But before that, possibly coming to the neighborhood you're in, transit-oriented development, TOD. Waipahu and Pearl City have plans. Halava, are you getting a new stadium too? TOD is one area we, the public, could get involved in. Why we should. Next. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.